because the resulting, you know, is catastrophic in many instances. These are sort of, I guess, slow movers. We see them, we know they're coming, and it's just a matter of time. It's not a matter of when. It's a matter of when, not if. So those are the things that tribal governments are doing, NCAI is doing, in terms of obtaining funding for moving, for mitigation, whether it's dams, rivers, for things like, you know, the climate change in regards to droughts, those sorts of things. So we're running. Out of time, as you know, that's these disasters, and they are disasters because the resulting, you know, is catastrophic in many instances. These are sort of slow movers. We see them, we know they're coming, and it's just a matter of time. It's not a matter of when. It's a matter of these disasters, and they are disasters because the resulting, you know, is catastrophic in many instances. These are sort of, I guess, slow movers. We see them, we know they're coming, and it's just a matter of time. It's not a matter of when. It's a matter of when, not if. So those are the things that tribal governments are doing, NCAI is doing, in terms of obtaining funding for moving, for mitigation, whether it's dams, rivers, for things like, you know, the climate change in regards to droughts, those sorts of things. So we're running out of time, as you know, that's no secret. And tribes have been talking about these things for decades, for generations. and only, you know, and again, some folks are paying attention, non-native entities, federal government, folks that are involved in climate change. They know that we've been talking about these things for decades, and still not that much is being done. So there's going to be a dramatic increase in these efforts. But the stuff that we're doing, you know, these are fast-moving types of incidents, as you know, and with high consequence. So there's it's all still, you know, result can be catastrophic.
What do you think what the future role of Indigenous women in doing this work is?
Yes, the future. Future role is very bright. When I look at the next generation of women leaders, they are part of a generation that's born into a society where they can learn their languages, where they could go out on a canoe and tribal journeys. And so our goal for this generation is to ensure that the difficult path that we've had to walk, facing misogyny, and I always say if my name was Frank Sharp, it would be so much easier. And it seems like I have to work twice as hard, probably 10 times as hard. And that's a reality. And it's a reality not only for Indigenous women leaders, but all across the spectrum. I mean, I remember hearing about, Vice President Kamala Harris. And gosh, if I was a male, I would have had a different reception to some of the things. And so it permeates throughout public life for women. But we want to be that generation that says, you know, we don't want that next generation to experience what we've had to experience. And to the extent we could be truthful about that and confront the misogyny, it's going to make it better for those girls who are watching. And so I think we're pretty, you know, tough and strong and solid, but that next generation coming up is.
I mean, Indigenous women are very tough women.
Yes, yes.
Someone said to me yesterday, oh, the future is female. Do you think the Indigenous future is female?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
I'm George Beans from St. Mary's with the Yukidovendrevsky tribe, one of the two tribes from St. Mary's. They address a lot of issues here, and there's a lot of intercommunication between each other, and that's why I think it's important. We get a lot of information, and we can seek some help when we do need in different areas that we need help in.
What are the issues that stood out to you?
Right now, it was mostly the climate change. You know, as you know, we're dealing with a fire, a pretty big fire at home, and I think that climate change has a lot to do with these fires that are popping up, and it's all over. It's just too dry.
Do you know if historically St. Mary's has dealt with fire before?
We have. We have not as big as this. We've had quite a few fires right in town or around town.
Something that strikes me is, you know, earlier you mentioned that it's just nice to be here because it's sharing of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You're sharing your knowledge about how your community is responding to changing climate.
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice that?
No, I never thought of it. Yeah, no. It's just, but I see that now that you brought it up, you know.
Yeah.
I never paid attention to it.
You have knowledge to share now.
Yeah.
What's that like to realize?
Well, I don't know. It's just part of integrating, I guess, or communicating back and forth.
Is female?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
So why don't you go ahead and tell me who you are and where you're from?
Hello, my name is Jared Blackbear.
Oh, my name's Leo Lalnitz. I'm First Chief of the Kaikuk Tribe in Kaikuk, Alaska. 99754. It's right on the mouth of the Kaikuk River. It runs into the Yukon River. We haven't had really decent fishing since 2020, I think. 2019 was the last good fishing year. 2020, we got a few. But then that's when the crisis started happening in 2020. Now they're next to zero to nothing, you know, compared to what it used to be. It'd be thousands and hundreds. Thousands of them running up the river now with nothing. It's not a business deal, it's just more like subsistence, you know, fishing for the family, and that's about it. And my extended family. Who can't go out and get it themselves, you know, like the elders or either unwed mothers or whatnot, or just help people in my village, really. That's the chief's job, anyway. Protect and serve his people.
I mean, that's really hard, too, when the price of gas is what it is, you know,
To
take your boat out or even to, you know, fuel up your four-wheeler if you've got to haul water or go moose hunting, or if you're going out to haul wood or pick berries, like, that's all very expensive.
That's all gas burning time. Every one of those activities you name, they're all consumed by gas. You know, you got to have gas to go somewhere. And that's our main highway on the river, winter and summer boats, you know. Wintertime we use the snow machine, but summertime it's river boats, you know. So that's, it is the highway, let's put it that way, whether it's marine or, you know. Yeah, you can go about 30 miles to 8 gallons, something like that. That's a lot of fuel to be burning up. Hello, my name's Leo Lalnitz. I'm First Chief.
My name is Jared Blackbear. I'm from the University of Oklahoma. I'm a senior studying management information systems there under the Price College of Business. And I'm a part of the genomics and ethics for Native American students. So with genomics and ethics, I feel like it's important because our DNA is a pretty hot topic for a lot of different researchers. And so I wanted to get involved to see what that was like, see what the process is like. And it was really interesting to learn the ethics behind how you get those genomic specimens and how they're kept, because there's a lot of policy around it, and it's really important that we as Native people understand that policy so we can... make sure our tribes do not get taken advantage of, because that's been an issue in the past whenever tribes work with different governmental entities on IRB projects.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, you know, finding like positive applications for genetic, you know, science.
The first foremost part of even starting an indigenous IRB is to ensure that the tribe does receive something out of it, because you don't want a researcher just coming in, getting all that research, producing their thesis, and never coming back to the tribe and giving them like that research, that data that they were promised. So a lot of indigenous IRB tribal boards have been established within different tribes. The Cherokee Nation has one, so they ensure that if they work with any researcher, that it comes back to the tribe in some way to help the people, because we're not just test subjects for IRBs. So
if you had a little kid come up to you right now and say, why should I get involved in science, what advice would you give them?
Because it's important, because you deserve that opportunity, because what you know and how you feel is important. So it's really important that they're able to convey those emotions to the outside world, that they're able to have a voice in different fields of study.
script. Yahtzee? Yasti, with a T.
Yahtzee is like the game that you play with the dice. I always get annoyed when I'm like, guys, you have to be there at 9:45, and then they don't show up. Same thing happened to
Oh, we got to do the clock. Welcome to Alaska's Native Voice. I'm Antonia Gonzalez from the National Congress of American Indians Mid-Year Gathering at the Denaina Center in Anchorage. At NCAI, tribal leaders, advocates, young people, and many others are gathered in Anchorage to discuss everything from climate change to litigation and how it directly impacts their communities. That's why we're talking about science and Indigenous women in science. I was going to say something career or something like that.
Did we check? Oh, we haven't checked with Lauren, have we?
No. And Indigenous women in the field. We're.
Hey, we will be calling you in 5 minutes to check in.
We're talking with women in the Indigenous. We're talking with women. We're leading the way to help their communities and people heal, adapt, and strengthen their resilience through science, technology, engineering, and math today. And math. We'll learn how those subjects are used in everyday life, especially when it comes to climate change and the environment. Joining me now. Yes.
Mine is working. This one.
Test, 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 test. Test, 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 test.
Yasti's on her way. Do you guys know each other? Okay, cool. Well, we're really happy to have you. And we're just going to talk about Indigenous women in science and, you know, like how science applies to, like, Indigenous lifestyles in rural communities and why, you know, it's so important for women to get involved and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And what you do and your experience and that's.
And we talked to attendees this week from all across the country, so we have clips we can play to hear what they have to say.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's gonna be a lot.
lot of fun.
A really fun discussion. So. It's been going great. Our shows have been wonderful. So I'm really excited because all of our guests this week, we like made an effort to have all women.
Nice.
Yeah. So our first show was on traditional healing, and we had Mita DeWitt and
Yeah.
It was great. And then Yari Walker.
Yeah.
Okay. And then yesterday we did a show on Indigenous involvement in international policy development, and we talked with Jennifer Nelson, and then also Daily Sambo, Duro, and then you guys today. So yeah, it's been wonderful. So today will be our last broadcast,
and the conference actually ends at I think 12:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome. This is Antonia,
Hi,
our
nice
host.
Thanks for coming.
And you'll be seated over here. And you're just on time. Thank you for coming.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, so
if
you're down for me,
yes.
Okay, thank you.
It's okay. It gets butchered every time.
No, it's just going to be us having a conversation, so I'll just have you introduce yourself, and then we're just having a conversation, and I'll be just asking. Yeah, you'll be able to hear us in the radio. Just make yourself comfortable, and then there's your headphones.
Yep, go ahead, put it on. There we go. And then there.
Hey, Danielle.
And you can hear me okay?
We're going to get started here in about 4 minutes. Sorry. Your mic is hot.
So we have about 2.5 minutes, and then we'll be going.
It's okay.
Yeah, we don't have any specific science questions. Okay, let's see. Let's have yours. Yep, right there. That should. Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, perfect.
Okay.
And then go ahead and.
Okay.
Yep, that's perfect.
Okay?
Yep. Okay, so we have 2 minutes.